Prompted by claims of racism on campus chronicled on an Instagram account called Black at St. Rose, interim president Marsha White is promising to hire a director of diversity for the private Albany College. I'm Jackie Orchard for WAMC News. Students at Albany's College of St. Rose are taking to Instagram and naming names with allegations of racism in the classroom. The account, entitled Black at St. Rose, has almost 200 anonymous posts. One says a social work professor, quote, made countless amount of sexist and racist remarks during his lectures. There were so many complaints about him during my sophomore year, the college began evaluating/sitting in during his lectures. He's still employed. Another says a creative writing teacher, quote, would make inappropriate comments like calling me sassy, assumed I was from a rougher area, and he asked me if he could call me sister. Another reads, I will never forget sitting in a meeting with the vice president of diversity and inclusion and a couple of other students and being told, quote, do not be the reason that the college does not let in other black students. Interim college president Marsha White says the claims on Instagram are being investigated.
Academic affairs leaders are currently reviewing the experiences shared by students. The deans are meeting with students and faculty already, and division leaders in the areas are looking into those accounts. So we are investigating the accusations being brought forth.
No disciplinary action has been taken yet. White says she wants students to be able to lodge a complaint in a more official capacity than social media, so she is focusing on revising the reporting process. White says under Title IX, for example, all faculty, staff, and administrators are mandated reporters, but there is no similar requirement at St. Rose for reports of bias, and no requirement that bias reports are brought to the attention of the president. David Catino is a senior at St. Rose and the chapter president of the Albany County chapter of the Groove Phi Groove Social Fellowship, a fraternity with roots in the civil rights movement. Catino, who is black, is a music major and says he has never had a black professor.
It's the same six old white males teaching the same classes, retiring, coming back, you know. And we have some women, white women, that are very progressive, like Suna Gunter, you know. We have Kari Francis, where these are teachers that are younger and they understand that, you know, black people have contributions, black people have made it. But as for the older white male majority that's there, they refuse to, you know, change anything or allow anyone in there.
White says with revenues down during the pandemic, now is not the time to hire new staff.
We are in a hiring freeze. Will we be looking at individuals of color when we begin to reassess and have the opportunity and the funds to apply? That's a policy we've always held to, but at this time we don't have the opportunity to do that.
White says she is hiring a director of diversity and inclusion.
It is in the budget. It will be in the budget no matter what we have to cut. It's a priority. So if we have to cut something else, we will.
There is some pushback to the hiring from faculty who say there's already a chief diversity officer, and from students like Catino who dismisses it as a band-aid.
Just hire black people. It could be one by one. It could be time at a time. But we just want black people more on campus other than being gardeners and other than being, you know, lunch aides. That's it. That's don't waste no money on diversity, on no direct diversity.
According to St. Rose, 55% of the student body is white, 15% is black, about 10% is multiracial, and 7% is Latinx. White says about 15% of the 177 full-time faculty are people of color. Cassandra Watson, who is black, graduated in May with a degree in psychology.
Black students deserve teachers that look like us, and not just teachers that are teaching history or teachers that are teaching English so we can read black books. So we need teachers who are teaching art. We need teachers who are teaching gym. For every white position that's at St. Rose, we need a black teacher for it because representation matters. There shouldn't just be representation in the dining hall and the janitors and sprinkling a diversity director in there.
Catino says hiring a diversity director is akin to people making broad demands to reduce police funding instead of holding individual officers accountable.
We say arrest Breonna Taylor's killers, they give us Black Lives Matter signs. You know what I mean? Like, what is that doing? Arrest the killers that killed Breonna Taylor. That's all we're asking for. Hire black people on campus. Oh, we'll get a diversity director. What? That doesn't answer my problem at all.
White says the problem is the reporting system as a whole at St. Rose. Watson agrees.
If you're a good black and you fall in the realms of what we think good black is, then you won't have to be spoken to. But as soon as you step outside of those, as soon as you're too loud, as soon as you cuss a little too much, then no, we don't want that.
Watson was president of Spectrum, the ALANA student union. ALANA standing for African, Latinx, Asian, and Native American. The group represents minority students and holds celebrations, expos, and even fashion shows. Watson says to be Black at St. Rose is to feel on edge.
You can't be moving through CAM too quickly with stuff in your hand or they're going to think you're stealing.
CAM is short for Camelot, the dining hall.
You can't be in the library talking about things with your friends while you're studying, or else the security guards are going to be called because now you're making a ruckus in the library. And it's just those subtle things that have happened to me and my friends, or I've seen happen to other people and their friends, that do not happen to the white students on campus.
Watson says these microaggressions are extra offensive because she feels St. Rose is selling a picture of diversity while recruiting that isn't accurate.
Specifically from the city, from New York City, sending busloads of students up here with their parents and having the clubs of color come to these star days and come to these acceptance student days so that way we can sit there and kind of be props for them so we look like, oh, we're such a diverse campus. And then when they get here, they have nothing for them.
Catino says the issue is not just at St. Rose and wants his to be the last generation to deal with systemic racism.
This is the time. This is the time where we were in social studies and we listened to Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and we heard them and we said, if we were there, we would do this, that, and third. Those times are now.
St. Rose students are due to return to campus August 24th. White says new reporting policies will be in place by that time. St. Rose faculty are meeting Thursday via Zoom, and the agenda, which WAMC obtained, has many motions and demands related to the Instagram account. They suggest hiring two minority visiting professors rather than White's planned director of diversity. You can find the complete list of suggestions at WAMC.org. Reporting from Albany, I'm Jackie Orchard, WAMC News.